Render to Caesar what is Caesar's and to God the things that are God's. Up until about 2 weeks ago, I must confess to you, I'd never really seriously thought about the second half of that. Render to God the things that are God's. It's really an interesting, it's been an interesting 2 weeks. It's raised two really good questions. The first is what? Because I never really thought to think about it. It was like, what is Jesus talking about? What is it that we have that belongs to God, that we are to give to God? Some of you have been around here for a couple years, or maybe in other parishes, you'll recognize easily the broad outlines of that answer. Time, talent, and treasure. Three words that I suspect for just a few of you, got some negative reaction to that. Hope you'll stay with me. Maybe I might be able to help you out with that. But yeah, just time, talent, and treasure. It seems that that's what Scripture tells us God wants of us. Time, come to Mass on a weekly basis. Give your time that way to worship, to take some time during the week to pray, maybe do a little bit of studying, Bible study, some time. Give God talents. Put your talents at the disposal of others, the church, the body of Christ in general, the world. And that can, lots of different forms. You got a good voice to sing in the choir, but so many people helped us out to make the Fall Festival such a wonderful success. A great deal of that work was people just saying, I can help out with I can run a booth. Some people were behind the scenes. Probably no one knows they helped us at all, but it was all putting their talents at the disposal of the church. And then, yes, money. Yeah. Goes back to Genesis. There's this story where Abraham gives 10% of everything he owns to a priest named Melchizedek. And ever after that, that's been sort of the biblical principle. Put 10%, give 10% to God and to his works, and you live off the other 90%, which sounds crazy difficult. And if you've never done it before and you were to start, yes, you would be taking a 10% pay cut. And that's all very challenging, and it takes you different ways. And it, again, it's just sort of a broad outline of an answer. But I found that it got a lot more personal. I got a lot more reflection out of a different question, and that was why. Why does God want our time, talents, and treasure? One answer might come immediately to some of you, and you just would say, well, that's easy. I'm trying to be a disciple of Jesus. And to be a disciple of Jesus means that you give your time, talent, and treasure. That's what being a disciple involves, includes. And that is a fabulous answer. But I suspect there are people here, maybe many of you, for whom it's a nice answer, but it doesn't really ring true. I know there were seasons of my life I would have agreed with you. Yeah, I get it, but. And so let me offer you a different reason. Which I will tell you up front, is going to sound really odd. I would like to suggest to you that God wants us to give time, talent, and treasure because it is good for us. Which sounds selfish, sounds even contradictory, because you would think if I'm giving something away, it's good for the person I gave it to or the organization I gave it to. It's not good for me. But I have come to decide that that's not the case. I think it is. I know it is. Good for us. So take for example, time. The admonition for us to come to Mass on a weekly basis goes back to the Ten Commandments. Remember the Sabbath to keep it holy. And that goes back to creation. The good Lord just did not make us to work 7 days a week, week after week after week after month after month. The admonition to take it that's in the commandment. It's just the good Lord looking down on us, I think, and saying, oh, for heaven's sakes, take a day off. Take a break. Come to worship with the community on a Sunday, and then take a break. And during the rest of the week, you got a real hectic schedule, fine, but carve out some time to pray, to relax. Just give some time to God. But wow, isn't that good for us? I think the same is true of talents. Many of you would have said this to someone else, or you've almost undoubtedly heard it said when someone is talking about some volunteer work that they've done, and they'll say, oh, going there, I get so much more out of it than I think I give. Or maybe you're one of these people, you sing in the shower, you know, you sound great, it's wonderful, but I mean, how much better to take that musical talent and do something else with it? And whether that's singing in the choir or just joining your voices here, when we all sing the Our Father, does it not come back to you? Your voice blended with everyone else's voice, doesn't it, that gift, come back to you? And yes, I think the giving away money is good for us too. I got to be a little careful about this one because maybe this is just only my experience. I suspect many of you will agree with me on this. Maybe I'm just a little more sensitive about it. But I will tell you straight up that I believe that every time I give money, I am taking one step back from what for me is a very slippery slope heading down towards greed. I don't think I'm greedy. I don't think I'd ever be greedy in the way Scrooge is greedy. I can't picture myself sitting at home counting my coins, that sort of thing. I don't think it's that. But that sense of greed where it's mine. It would show up in my life, I know, in subtle ways. You want to borrow something? No, it's mine. You're next to me in a lane of traffic, and we're supposed to merge together. You want the spot in front of me. No, that's my spot. You can't have my spot. I think that's how it would play out for me. And so every time I give some money to the church or the annual pastoral appeal, World Mission Sunday, the offering today, to some colleges I support, any time I do that, I think what it does is it puts my focus out there. It puts my focus on other people, individuals, groups, as opposed to putting the focus on me every time I go to the store and I buy something for myself. Many of you have heard me quote John 10:10, I came that they might have life and have it abundantly. This, I think, for me, is a real big way that it plays out in my life. Giving time, talent, treasure, especially in my case, the treasure, I think is just me taking step after step into what Jesus invites me to, into this abundant life. What I hope that you'd be willing to do over the next week and a half is to give this some thought. Later this week, you should, as you do every year, receive in the mail a packet from the parish. One of the things that's in it is a ministry booklet. I'm hoping that by looking through that, maybe it might help you reflect on the question of time and talent. Is there something in here that I read about and it's like, oh, wow, maybe that's something I feel called to do. And yes, there's this commitment card, and part of that commitment card is a place to reflect on the money. And I really, really want, hope, pray that you would take the time to seriously give that some thought. And I mean that for all of us. Some of you, every year, you do this. You're gracious. You get the card. You just fill it out. But I think you, too, need to give this a lot of thought. Because I don't know that you know that the good Lord wants you to check off the same things and fill in the same number as you did last year. I know in my case, the good Lord has already sort of put it on my heart that that number needs to be different this year. And for those of you that this is always an awkward conversation, I don't know why that is. It was awkward for me sitting in pews over the years at times. My suggestion to you is just to confront the awkwardness. Reflect on that. Why is this a difficult topic for you? And then where does God take you with that? Jesus in the Beatitudes said, "Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness." I think all of us reflecting on this, reflecting and asking ourselves, what is our answer to the question, give to God the things that are God's? What's God asking of me? I think that might bring us all to righteousness.